Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Brian, join in. My God, does he look stoic? Brian? Is he
frozen?
Is his screen frozen?
I just wanted to counteract the good vibes coming from you.
Oh, he's bringing bad vibes. He's trying to bring the vibes down.
I have a little bit of bad vibes right now because my yard is still full of leaves and it doesn't look like we're going to have an unseasonably warm day ahead to handle this. I'm going to be out of town this weekend and I get viscerally angry now every time I look out in the front yard and there are leaves everywhere. I might have to pay somebody to get rid of them.
Wait a second.
Like how Tomlin has somebody to cut his grass, you're going to pay somebody to take your leaves?
Yeah,
ask him for a number. Get the number of his guy.
He doesn't know the number. I'll have to get his guy's number to then get that the lawn guy.
Playing service ad for sure. You guys not concerned? That's something you're paying attention to going into this game.
Not from my perspective, man. I am not a grass expert. I hadn't cut my grass in a long, long time. I coach football. I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Mike is.
Even know who cuts my grass.
It's funny you say that, Joe, because I was actually cursing Tomlin under my breath last time I was out there, and I didn't feel like cutting the grass. I was like, this guy doesn't need to worry about this, and he's rubbing it in my face on a Tuesday.
Well, the other thing he doesn't do is keep track of the medical cart, and you famously asked him that question about Mason Rudolph all those years ago, why there wasn't a cart to take Mason off the field after, I think it was, who was it? Who's the safety?
Earl Thomas ear-holed him.
Yeah, ear-holed him, and off came Mason's face mask, and then you asked the question. This was the answer.
Ask somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
That was one of his greatest answers ever. Congrats on that
one.
And
both are tied. Thank you. My rookie year on the beat. Both instances tied together by malfunctions of a sort at Acrisure Stadium.
Sure. So yeah. And Mason Rudolph.
We know by now that that's not Mike Tomlin's purview. But last I checked, they don't make the cart maintenance guy or the landscapers available for comment in season. So
Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount Plus. You going with Demi Moore or Demi Moore? Brian.
Emphasis on the me, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, okay. Like Tony Dorsett, right?
Or Asazio Demiwo.
Sure. A number of topics.
Number 93.
Yeah.
Isn't the Mason Rudolph saga amazing?
It truly is.
It popped back into my head again when you said the Earl Thomas thing and the cart malfunction, which is something I've never seen on a football field since then and had never seen until then. So, I mean, Mason is just, he's just always there. He's just always, he's like the Forrest Gump of Steelers football. And I think if this does end up being another year in which Mason plays again and plays well, and we find ourselves asking if he might be their starting quarterback at long last in 2026 at age 30 or whatever he's going to be, and then we might do it again a decade from now in 2036 when he's 40, after the Steelers have cycled through two more first-round draft picks and a couple veteran busts. Like, I would love to ask at some point, Tomlin or whomever, what changed in this guy from the player that you benched for Devlin Hodges to the guy who continues to get called upon to play a lot in huge moments in these 10-7 seasons.
And he's got a hell of a mustache, too. And I saw a guy from a clothing store, a popular clothing store at our Marconi ceremony last night that you didn't go to, Brian. And this guy said, he said, Steelers come in. I deal with Steelers all the time. I said, really, who are the nice guys and not so nice? Mason Rudolph was a great guy, this man said. Just a salt of the earth.
Yeah, Luke.
You're not allowed to say that limits.
I could say his name.
No, you can't.
We just didn't say where.
I know. Anyway, it was Luke.
Yeah, there could be lots of Lukes. There could be lots of Lukes who make suits.
There is a Luke in the Bible.
Lukes who make suits.
I don't think it was him, but...
You know, the Rudolph mustache era, too, is sort of one of its own
touch points on
this journey.
Yep.
And now he's got like the little, what do they call this? The soul patch, like right under the lower lip.
I didn't even notice that. Lip. Tremendous. Who's the most famous Luke in sports history, Brian? Luke Getsy?
Riddenauer?
Luke Riddenauer?
Keekly?
Luke Keekly is a good one. Yeah, that's Keekly. A Hall of Famer. Luke very Keekly. Good limits.
What about Luke Ravenstahl?
Luke Steelerstahl.
He's not in sports.
Remember he changed his name?
He changed his name to Steelerstahl.
Yes,
he made himself involved in sports, I guess.
He was involved in sports, Brian, and you insulted Limits. Say you're sorry.
Sorry, Limits. You're right. I'm wrong.
Any others?
Thank you, Brian.
Luke Jackson?
That's not so hard to do.
Luke Fickell? Was there a Luke Richardson? It's Luke Keekly.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think we've got to go Luke Keekly off the top of our heads. My uncle Steve, who's an NA grad, Grove City grad, but he worked for a company in Cincinnati. I think he worked for Luke Keekly's dad, and I remember him telling me way back about, hey, my boss's son is going to be this amazing NFL player, and he was. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So shout out to Luke Keekly on a Tuesday, November 18th.
And a shout out to Will Howard, who suddenly appeared in some of the questions and answers today. We're getting closer, perhaps, to a Will Howard cameo at some point. Limits, why don't you play for Dr. Batko a clip?
What I've seen from Caleb Williams, certainly I hadn't studied him a lot, being a young guy in this league and an NFC guy, but just really impressed with his physical talents, his ability to throw the football, his accuracy, his arm strength, his ability to extend, his ability to see the full field while doing so, minimizing negativity, the creativity associated with his escapability and play extension is really challenging. It's not only challenging in the stadium, but to be quite honest with you, it's challenging to duplicate in the process of prep. I doubt Will Howard is going to give us a quality look at some of that stuff I've been looking at on tape, for example.
Will Howard, he takes an Anthony Richardson stray right there in the middle of the news conference. Yeah.
Really?
How about that?
I mean, can we get John Gruden to call in there and say, hold on a second, Mike. This guy might be better than Caleb Williams. You better tone it down. Yeah, that was a little bit of
an unnecessary
poke at the rookie.
Yeah, that hurt, I think.
How many national titles does Caleb Williams have?
Exactly.
How many Heisman trophies does Caleb Williams have?
Could Caleb Williams recreate Will Howard on a scout team? I don't know. According to Gruden, maybe not. But we are getting closer. He's going to get reps this week, Brian.
Yeah. Maybe. Like, you guys are like me. Sometimes you try to run the Tomlin translator. Like, why? Why say that? Was there something behind it? Or did he just lose his mind? What if he would have said, hey, it doesn't matter if the Bears put up 103 or beat us 110-10, as long as we win these next two AFC games after this. That would have been an interesting callback to last week's discourse in Pittsburgh football, but I digress. I don't know why he said, maybe it was, does he feel a little bit of the Will Howard posse is emerging out of the woodwork now that he's on the active roster? I don't know, but hey, maybe he's trying to challenge him for all those scout team reps this week. Also, the scout team quarterbacks and reps of rookies with first teams is, for some reason, the biggest story on the major talk shows this week because of Shador Sanders and Kevin Stefanski. And the dumpster fire Browns.
Yeah, and the dumpster fire Bengals, I might add. It helps to have the two teams from Ohio. Limits, do you have another treat for Brian? First, let me say fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. for over 50 years.
Yeah, this is what Tomlin had to say about Mason Rudolph.
One thing you've noticed about Mason in your time being around him since he got here as a rookie, how much better he's gotten at playing at tempo, getting in and out of the huddle, making the offense move with pace.
Yeah, and that was a component of his game in Stillwater. And I think that's one of the subtle things that you talk about or think about when you're bringing the game to the quarterback. It's not only plays, but pace, personnel groups, relationships with eligibles. There are a lot of variables that come into consideration when you're talking about teeing things up for a specific signal caller.
Brian?
Speaking of Stillwater, Joe, did you see the fun fact I put out Sunday night that, well, at the time, this might not happen anymore, but at the time it looked like we were going to have Mason starting for the Steelers and Mason starting for Pitt. And the last time both teams' quarterback had the same name was Ben Roethlisberger and Ben DiNucci
wow.
in 2017. And the first time that that happened in that season, Pitt played at Georgia Tech and the Steelers played at the Bears. And they
wow.
both won.
That's why we pay this guy the money we do, Limits. That's why.
What does it mean? Absolutely nothing. But it's really bizarre that that happened.
You think Man. We live in a simulation, Brian?
A few people said that in response. Yes. And somebody else asked me, how do these things happen? And I said, somewhere in Somalia, a butterfly flaps its wings and fate is changed forever.
It has something to do with the Mayan calendar, I thought.
I'm more of a butterfly effect guy.
Next.
All right, I got one more for you that I thought was fascinating on Darnell Washington's growth in the offense.
How has Darnell gotten better as a receiver, as an option in the passing game, especially this season?
You know, I don't know that he's physically gotten better. We might just be discovering him. Some of the freakish things that you see him do in stadium, I saw on Georgia tape. Some of the freakish things that I've seen him do this year, I saw him do last year. He had a unique run after, certainly the other day, that kind of ignited our collective offensively and defensively. But he had a similar type play, I remember, in Indianapolis last year when we were kind of, you know, running in place offensively, and he made a play, and it kind of ignited us. He's a special athlete. He has unique talents. He's certainly a tough guy to deal with. And one-on-one tackle circumstances, and it makes him a force to be reckoned with.
Brian, that run was legendary. Kyle Brandt gave him, didn't even have a competition this week for the angry run scepter that goes out. That thing's on its way to Pittsburgh. That was legendary. That was better than Vance McDonald's run, I thought. You?
The totality of the run, yes. Vance stiff arm was better. We can't have too much recency bias on that. But yeah, when you combine it with, you know, the beginning was incredible with the stiff arm. The end was incredible where DJ Turner just goes bouncing off of him like a ping pong ball off of one of Limit's beer pong cups at Waynesburg. And yet the middle part might have been the funniest because Geno Stone went in with the most half-hearted tackle attempt I think you could ever see.
He turned to dust like it was some sort of biblical story, like he was about to have a confrontation and just melted.
It was like you wouldn't expect to see an NFL player is running over to another NFL player. And yet I feel like you could almost see the wheels turning in his head of, I can't do this. I shouldn't subject myself no. to this, but I can't just run away. I can't just hightail it in the other direction. I need to at least put my body somewhere in his vicinity. And yet. We saw what that resulted in. So yeah, Darnell Washington, I'll tell you what, if we want to spin it forward a little bit too, I almost don't want to because it's just majestic and incredible what we watched with him on Sunday. I gave him the player of the game in my instant analysis from the post, because I feel like that play also sparked the Steelers too in a way.
Yeah, I think
got
it
everybody
did.
So fired up.
That's what
I think
Tom
an offensive
said.
Play like that. Yeah. Can spark defenders as well. To just go out there and throw their bodies around. But to slightly spin it forward, what a fascinating negotiation, I guess it'll be, with a guy who is a tight end right now who does not get many targets by and large. You watch the games and you see him do amazing things like that, but you look at the stats and they don't jump off the page at you. But then there's also the other layer that Mike Tomlin has openly spoken about, I guess, or not so openly in these production meetings with broadcasters about, we could grow old together with him as a left tackle. when he's done playing tight end. So if you're Darnell's agent, how do you bake that into any talks there? We're not going to let you sign this guy at backup tight end money if you also see him potentially as a an offensive lineman down the road. So
you bake it in there.
Intriguing player.
You better bake it in there because you know, he came out of college with questionable knees. You just wonder how long does that hold up if he becomes an actual receiving tight end. And, you know, in that next contract, he's going to want some guarantees like they all do.
And I think that's why Darnell also didn't really just poo-poo those questions this summer at La Trobe. I mean, he was fairly open. He was like, hey, I'm open to anything, honestly. You know, I'm a tight end, but I think I'm just a football player too. So actually now, because of that Tomlin answer, I want to go back and look at some of the Georgia highlights, because was he this massive? I know if you go back and look at his combine photos, guys, I think I've showed you this before in person. He looks like a twig compared to what he is right now. And, you know, all these guys slim down so that they can run a good 40 and jump, which Darnell did on both fronts. But he doesn't even look like the same human being. It looks like he fell into radioactive goo to become what he is now. So I'd want to go back and look at those college plays.
Some of the photos of him with those defensive backs, like being strewn to the ground, he's like four times the sizes of them. But Brian, only a minute left. Tomlin said that Darius Slay will return as a starter and Pierre goes to backup. What do you make of that?
Not too surprised. I wouldn't panic either if you're out there. It sounded like my coworker Chris Carter was panicking because he asked about four more questions on it. And the last one Tomlin had zero interest in answering. But I just think even if that's the case, Slay won't have much rope to work with. I think the first sign of trouble, they know they can yank him out of there and go back to Pierre.
Great stuff as always, Brian. I'll talk to you next week, and so will Limits.
Well, I see you Thursday night, Joe.
No more basketball for me for the time being. My body hurts from that one time we played. I still haven't recovered. That was like a month ago now. I'll be back out there soon enough, though. I will.
All right. See you. Bye, Joe. Bye, Austin. Have a nice Tuesday.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Aaron Rodgers' status still up in the air for Sunday.
So horrible,
did you know you were on the air there?
Horrible malfunction. I didn't know I was on the air.
Yeah, you were, though.
That time, I honestly did not. And that's sort of
really?
Just, yeah.
You genuinely did not know that. So this was the result. It's the second one that just gets me every time.
I just had a long day and I was letting off some steam at the near the end of the show, and I did not realize that the mics were on. I would not have done that if I did. And I apologize. Having an interesting Twitter back and forth with Josh.
And when you say interesting, it's just you responding with like three words back and forth.
Josh says, do you all just make things up? To hear yourself speak, I consider that an insult from Josh. He shouldn't be insulting people. Because I said earlier that George Pickens is better than DK Metcalf. We can all have opinions on that, might have a good discussion on it, but right now it's not really much of a discussion. Pickens has a case for first team all pro. Either way, it's an absolute discussion. And yet, Josh threw that out there. Do you all just make up things to hear yourself speak? To which I said, no. Do you? He said, nope, I have no need to speak. I said, you just did. He said, I speak when needed. I guess he's not needed anymore after that one.
There was a man that tried to call me out on Twitter when I made an opinion yesterday. And he said, buddy, you thought Drew Aller was the answer. Sit this one out, bud. When I said about Mason Rudolph, I think that Aaron Rodgers should be the starter in this game. Why do people keep thinking that Mason Rudolph is going to be a dependable starter? To which I responded, well, sorry, bud. I'm going to give my opinion on it. You don't have to listen to it.
The bud is, that's a
don't bring the
blow.
Bud. Don't bring bud or buddy or pal into the equation unless it's your friend.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Donnie and I will be in an 84 lumber store in Bridgeville on Friday for Donnie Football Friday. Select 84 lumber stores in the region will be offering customers free coffee and a discount during a two-day event, November 21st and 22nd. And so Donnie and I will be there on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A lot going on in addition. A two-day promotion at 14 Pittsburgh area stores offers a 10% discount on in-stock retail purchases and a chance to enter a drawing to win autographed Steelers merch. So come on out and say hello. I think this thing's still going on with Josh. The Pickens thing is very interesting to me. Listen, I was first in line, and I still believe, by the way, that Pickens did implode here. And he would have imploded even worse if he had stayed, I think. However, the combination of watching him thrive in Dallas and the fact that the Steelers have done absolutely nothing to address their second receiver situation has me also thinking they might as well just have kept him and given it a whirl. I mean, they have the best coach in the league at controlling such players, allegedly, don't they? Isn't that what everybody says? So they might as well just have kept Pickens and see what he could have done here. Because right now, it's Smith and Jigba, Pickens and Ja'Marr Chase having the three best seasons of any receivers in football. He is a legit case for first team All-Pro, no matter what Josh might tell you. And then there's this Pirate story. And it's amazing to me how people hear this. It truly is. And I often wonder, like, do you have earphones where things go into the phone and come out translated a different way? Jeff Passan wrote here, and he's the best in the business, and he has shredded the Pirates repeatedly and Bob Nutting repeatedly. He would not report this if he didn't think it was true. I'll go slow here so everybody understands. He wouldn't report this if he didn't think it was true. That's A. B, that doesn't mean it's true or will come to fruition, but it's an eye-opener that he writes it. That doesn't mean I believe it. Okay, we'll pause so you can comprehend that. He writes that teams are going to spend like crazy this offseason, and nowhere is that clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. He said they offered Josh Naylor three times what they offered Liriano, or more than twice anyway. They offered him 39. That was their last multi-year free agent. Naylor re-upped with Seattle for $92.5 million. In other words, they didn't get it done. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, kind of like Omar with the receiver, deliver the baby. I'm not interested in the details. I'm extremely pessimistic whether this is true. And at the same time, and both can be the case, the fact that Jeff Passan writes that they're now in on Kyle Schwarber, the fact that he writes it has my eyes open. I'm very curious about this. I never expected to see it. Two Japanese players are on the open market, the international market now. One of them is a power hitter. Murakami is his name. Top of the scale, raw power. The other one's a 29-year-old, Okamoto, who's a right-handed hitter with he can hit. And we've seen other guys come over and just be very effective. Among those targeting, the first guy, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and yes, the Pirates, writes Passan. I think this is a big story. That doesn't mean I think it's true. Is that comprehensible to you, Limits?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying because obviously you could show some interest. Like, you know, I'm interested in dating Sydney Sweeney.
No, that's not that the doesn't same, mean that's that it's going to happen. That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. Yeah, I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston, but I didn't. No, this is Jeff Passan reporting it.
Right, and that's what makes it different.
Well, yeah, so it's different from the analogy you just gave.
Yeah, that's what makes it different because Passan, you know, is so respected. It's not like somebody we've never heard of before trying to link the two together.
No, it's somebody who has spent the past year, several years, shredding the Pirates more than any national media person. Just absolutely taking them apart the way we all do. So he doesn't write this if he doesn't believe it to be true.
Right. It's not like the Pirates are forcing him to write it. He must believe it.
And just because they say it, just because he was at the GM meetings, if Ben Cherington told him that, that doesn't mean that Jeff Passan's writing it.
And he made it.
This is a guy who vets what he writes and is the best in the business. He's the Adam Schefter of Major League Baseball. And I don't know how this has come to be that he fully believes this to the point where he's putting his name on it. And I want to see it happen. He also says Connor Griffin seriously considering to be their opening day shortstop. And in the end, basically says, listen, you can see if the Pirates have this rotation and Griffin and a, what did he say, a batch of free agent bats? All I can say is it has caught my attention, and that's it. So for Patrick and others out there who are saying, you don't really believe that, do you? No, I don't really believe that. But it's Jeff Passan, so I'm paying attention. Limits?
And I think that's fair to do because, you know, it's going to be fascinating to see. Like, I keep coming back to what Skeen said after he won the Cy Young. Talk is cheap. We had to go out there and we actually had to make it happen. And I wonder how much that does affect the owner and the investments that are going to be made because we've been told 30 to 40 million is what Ben Cherington is supposedly telling agents or whatever that they want to spend significantly more money. And they took off about 30, 35 million off the books.
Here's the thing. There's plenty of guys out there to get.
Yes.
So if they don't come in with a batch of free agent bats, then they should get drilled worse than ever because they're apparently letting it be known and it's even being vetted with agents and things like that, that they're really in the game this offseason.
Or they could trade for Duran in Boston.
Sure. If they're not, then this will be the worst offense yet, at least of the three-year Skeens era. They have to get it done this offseason. They have to. And there's bats out there that are eminently affordable. So go get some. Get in the game, please, for once. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 90% chance of rain, high of Troy Polamalu, 43, low of Rod Woodson, 46. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And this is our What's Cooking segment brought to you by our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Limits, what do we have planned for the people tomorrow?
Well, we will have a good Wednesday show with Bob Pompeiani back in studio. And we will also have Mark Cabali, and we are efforting a big-time guest. We will see if we get big-time guest. We'll find out.
I hope we get big-time guest.
I hope so, too.
That would be nice. Have a wonderful night, my friend.
All right, Joe. You have a wonderful night as well.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.